Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Pagan Ampage Pagan. Joining me as always is Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. And of course, today we're here to talk about the trailer for The Last Jedi that finally dropped. Wow, we've waited a long time for this trailer. I mean,
did they drop the trailer for The Force Awakens at Celebration last year, or did they just drop a kind of behind the scenes thing?
So they dropped the behind the scenes thing. We got the first trailer for The Force Awakens almost a year before, 13 months before. Oh. It was at the end of November of 2014.
Maybe.
And then Force Awakens came out 2015. That's right.
Yeah, that'll
and then we had Rogue One. Yeah, so we got it a year before. So this is the first look of The Last Jedi that we're getting, and it's only 7 months before the movie comes out.
Yeah. It
ballsy.
Didn't disappoint. Yeah. Didn't disappoint, though.
Didn't disappoint at all.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Initial impressions, right? I'm going to start with you. Initial impressions. You rolled that trailer at 12:30
yes,
when it
I
launched.
Did. I did.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting a more teasery trailer.
Yeah.
This had a lot. This trailer had quite a bit in it.
It doesn't tell you anything.
It still had a lot, right?
We've gotten really good at that.
Yeah. And I'm okay with it. My first reaction was yes. Like, I was just screaming and shouting yes. I'm glad I live alone now because I was screaming and shouting yes at 12:30 at night. I like that there were implications of possible actual Star Wars. There's a lot. There looks like a few battle scenes, mm-hmm. which I'm looking
with no spherical death machine involved.
With no, well, that we know of right
so
now.
Far.
Yeah,
still time.
They seem to build that thing really quickly. Anyway, but yeah, no, I am really excited. I am that the closing of the trailer leaves me with a bit, you know, with ominous emotions, but which is what it's supposed to do, I guess.
Well, like that the line about it's time for the Jedi
to end. Yeah,
I think it is. I mean, there's one thing. And there's only one thing we can take away from the prequels. It's that George Lucas doesn't know what he's doing. But if there's two things we can take away from the prequels, it's that the Jedis were idiots.
They were
actual, you know, self-obsessed losers.
Literally living in an ivory tower.
Yes.
It wasn't even a figurative ivory tower.
Weren't getting on, and that led to all sorts of problems, and those kind of problems led to other problems. And they were aloof and detached and just space wankers. You know, they didn't really, they weren't attached to the populace, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas, I think the internet is all abuzz about the idea of grey Jedi. They're neither the light or the dark. They're just together.
And you know what? Palpatine was the populist, Trump, who kind of came in and told the people, listen, well, you know what? The Jedi are ignoring you. They're rich and elite, living up in their tower.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need any experts.
We don't need any experts. I love this trailer right off the bat, if only because I'm beginning to really enjoy these sorts of movie trailers that tease you just the right way. See, with a movie like Star Wars, you don't need to convince people to go and watch it, I don't think. I think what you need to do is show them just enough to get them excited again.
It's a tone poem.
Exactly. And you're exactly right.
Have you seen there's an interesting comparison online where someone put the two trailers for The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi playing at the same time?
He added some stuff to The Force Awakens.
But there's a lot
one.
Of beats very similar.
Really?
Like where in the original trailer, Finn pops up into frame where Rey pops into frame.
Yeah.
The This Christmas, which is a font that still I hate, when it says This Christmas, pops up at the same time.
Oh.
When it shows Vader's helmet, it's roughly the same time as well. And I think in the original one, there's a star map with Leia in this one, and the original one is something similar. So that's the beats are all there and they almost match.
Completely intentional.
Yeah.
When the X-Wings are going across the water, you get these new things going across the sand dunes with red sand. Another just beautiful visual.
So they've
feast.
Said, yeah, they've said that it's a planet with a gray crust, but it's red soil, and those are dragging on it. And I just don't know why they're not all just like slamming straight into the ground when they hit. There's some elements of weirdness to the technology. I'm not 100% sure, and it's because.
But we don't care.
I don't know.
It looks great.
It kind of looks great, like, what are those big roundy things that aren't B-wings but look like wee B-wings? And if you're going to use B-wings, just use B-wings. I mean, there's a big problem they have in that it's really hard to top the designs that they have. Like the U-wing from Rogue One is pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they've added
much.
It's
still a little clunky.
Yeah, I don't know if they've added much since the original X-Wings, A-Wings, B-Wings, and Y-Wings.
Yeah.
And they tend to try and not to in the movies. It's like they're still flying 30-year-old spaceships, which is okay, but they need to find a new Ralph McQuarrie to kind of design some new stuff for them. Maybe these new ships will do something cool, but the moment they looked oddly static with the X-Wings flying around them.
What do you see?
Light. Darkness. A balance.
It's so much bigger.
I also didn't expect so many visual effect shots to be done.
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of it was quite complete. I mean, sure, we got glimpses of fleeting few seconds here and there.
And some of those
but
aren't
they were
effects.
Quite impressive.
Some of those aren't effects, they're just Ireland. There's an awful lot of Skellig Michael in this. This is going to be used very heavily in the Irish Tourism Board.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. I mean, from this trailer, you get one element of the story, which is definitely going to be heavily focused on Luke and Rey.
Yeah.
It also...
Training to her to be whatever. Not a Jedi, but a whatever.
Whatever, right? If the Jedi are going to end, that's what Luke says. It is also very, very apparent that it picks up almost immediately after the events of The Force Awakens.
You sure?
I
mean, she could be on the island for a while.
It.
I mean, we want to skip through some training. I mean, the timelines don't really matter. If you think about, like, Luke's training on Dagobah took all the amount of time it took Han and Leia to get to Bespin and have lunch.
That's true. That's
Lando.
True.
Like, he was supposed to be training, and it was time dilation doesn't work that way.
Yeah. No, but I guess what I mean by that is that we're not jumping forward years like they did in Empire.
Yeah.
And even Jedi, actually.
Yeah.
So, that I think is going to be an interesting storytelling conceit to see how quickly that moves along, because that means the hurt from the death of Han, spoilers, is still there. And that's going to play very heavily into how John Boyega and Daisy Ridley react to...
Unless John Boyega is just lying in that glass cocoon for the whole movie.
That would be very sad.
Yeah.
And they got to stop blowing up Poe's X-Wing, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that shot of Poe in full Rebel fighter gear running with BB-8 down a very Star Wars-y corridor, that's just great.
That was great.
No, but you see, that's I think that's what made this such a great teaser trailer for the fans. Essentially, if you watch this trailer, it's about 2 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And when you look at every scene that they decided to play on or give you, everything was catered towards tweaking those exact moments of nostalgia. Mm. Poe running with a droid, the shot of Vader/Ren's helmet broken on the floor,
yeah.
Luke in a cloak, in a cave, you know, all of that. It's triggering,
yep.
if nothing else, right? That's what it does. And I think they've pulled that off really, really well. I wasn't sure where Rian Johnson was going to take this movie. I mean, when it comes to a film of this scale, he's relatively untested.
True. He's only done like six. He's only got six or eight directing credits, although three of those are supposed to be the best episodes of Breaking Bad.
That
but
is
after
true.
Looper and Brick, after Brick especially, I'll go wherever he wants to go. It is interesting what they're going to do. The scenes from the mirroring trailers, from mirroring the two trailers, the scenes of like Kylo Ren's attack at the beginning of The Force Awakens seems to be mirrored with his whatever happened to the Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
Star Wars hasn't done flashbacks. They've had Force visions and stuff like that. So are they going to actually do a flashback or, you know, they've never actually had
they've
someone
never
tell,
done...
tell a tale and then go doodaloo, 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 yeah. and flesh away to another story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's scenes in this of what
but
looks
like...
But I
really like, hope they use that sound effect,
yes,
buddy.
the one from Wayne's World. Yeah. And then they have the Scooby-Doo ending in the third part. But, you know, there's scenes of what looks like Luke and R2 at the burning of the Jedi Temple. Captain Phasma's walking around, which I don't know whether she's a Knight of Ren or not, or if she's still just in the trash compactor. But it's going to be interesting to see how they unspool that history.
I only know one truth. It's time for the Jedi to end.
Go check out the trailer. We're going to put a link to it in our podcast page. If you haven't already seen it 20 times, that is.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Star Wars chatter this year.
Yeah.
Not just from us, but from everyone.
Yeah.
May the 4th is approaching soon, and it's going to be big because it's going to be 40 years since the release of A New Hope. So I think they've got like a ton of stuff planned for May the 4th. So that's going to be a lot of fun too. Check out the trailer. Let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
You've been listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.